This is your preparation station, encouraging hosts and empowering topics to equip you along the journey. Preparedness grounded in truth. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Surviving on Shoestrings with Donna Miller. Together we'll look outside the box to stretch what we have, make do, and get by with humor, style, and a smile. And now welcome your hostess, Donna Miller.
Welcome to a new episode of Surviving on Shoestrings. I'm Donna Miller, and I'm with you again today with another top 10 list. This is kind of what comes out of my brain when I go somewhere and I do something and I think about you guys, and I want to be able to share with you. So I jot down weird little notes on the back of envelopes and come up with stuff that I realize I do a top 10 thing a lot on my own. I might as well share them with you. Today's top 10 is the top 10 household items to never buy new. Here's where this came from. And I'm not talking, this is not necessarily the make it top 10, make it instead of buy it. This is the going to the thrift store. This is where it came from. We ran into one of our local thrift stores, which we do on a regular basis because we were looking for something. And we always, always peruse certain aisles just because, well, I'll tell you as I go, but just because, you know, stuff in thrift stores, Goodwill, Salvation Army, local charity shops for your local charities have great turnover. And if you aren't afraid of testing things out, and if you aren't afraid of maybe cleaning things up, toothbrushes, bleach, all that stuff does wonders for making something look brand new, then you can find some things for literal pennies on the dollar. So I want to lay the groundwork for what this show is. And it came out of walking through going, man, there are so many things in here. And I actually said this to my husband. There's so many things in here that are such a great deal. You should never go to your first knee-jerk reaction is buying it new, heading to the local giant department store, the local discount store that isn't really a discount anymore, and just go into a thrift shop, go into a Goodwill, Salvation Army, charity shop, Mission, and see what you can find. You'll start to see a pattern of things that they have on a regular basis that as soon as you realize I can shop there first and probably get what I need, you're going to be saving so much money. It's not even funny. So again, I'm going to lay the groundwork. This is not the make it instead of buy it. That's a different show. And this is also not for giant ticket items, stuff that you really need to spend time shopping for. This is for what I call normal household minor to mid ticket items. Anywhere between buying it new would cost me $15 to buying it new would cost me around $200. So that's what I call a minor to mid ticket item, not your major ticket items. That's not a car, large appliances, things like that. These are just small appliances, household goods, decor, things to help you function. And it seems like those are the things that kind of fall off the wayside often. We need to replace them, or it's been working for years and suddenly it's just not. And most of the time, habitually, we want the new item. It's just kind of what we've been used to. Maybe go by, I'll go ahead and say Walmart, the giant that's taken over the country. Go buy a Walmart and pick it up because it is fairly reasonable for a new price. Well, I can help save you money even beyond that by shopping certain items, these top 10, only at thrift stores, instead of even thinking to buy them new. If you've got the money to go down to Walmart and buy it new, you definitely can go get it at a thrift store. And trust me, you'll save the money. So here we go. These may not be in the order of priority. I'm going to kind of group them more in order of where you use them and then work my way up to really my top one, which happens to be in the kitchen. Surprise. But we're going to group them in the area. Okay. So I'm going to make one blanket statement for my number 10. My blanket statement for my number 10, the number 10 thing that you should never buy new, always buy at a thrift store, is any item that is going to sit out in the elements. Now, that kind of opens up all kinds of things. That may be lawn furniture. That may be a mailbox. That may be a lamp post. That may be a lot of things. If it's going to sit out in the elements, don't bother getting it new. Within 1 week, it's not going to look new anymore anyway. Whether that's cushions for your swing or an antenna topper for your car. If it's going to sit out in the elements, don't buy it new. That's my number 10 rule for the top 10 things to never buy new. And in that, actually, comes my number 9. And it's not because it's kind of separate because it goes into the garden. Never purchase pots and containers for your gardening new. No, I mean, I love Lowe's. Don't get me wrong. I shop at Lowe's. I look at Lowe's. I wander around Lowe's mostly for ideas and dreaming. But you can find a lot of your garden goods, whether they're a spade, a terracotta pot, a window box, anything, at a thrift store a lot cheaper than you can find them at Lowe's. And they're attractive. They might be decorative. They may not be exactly the thing you're looking for. But if you shop there regularly, you can pick them up for pennies on the dollar compared to buying them new. Think about this. You're putting dirt in it, or you're putting it in the dirt. That is my number 9. Don't buy your containers for planting anywhere but at a thrift store. Or yard sale. Okay, that falls in the same category. My number 8 is along the same vein. We're staying outside right now. My number 8 is lawn equipment, especially your non-electric lawn equipment. Now, if you have the way to test it while you're at the thrift store or the charity shop, test it there. Make sure it works. Make sure it runs. If it is electric, gas, or, you know, any kind of plug-in that requires the mechanics to all work, you know, check it there. But if it's not an electric item for lawn care, if it's a hoe, if it's a hose, if it's a rake, a shovel, a mallet, a hammer, we're getting into tools. You can find these at a thrift store, and they still obviously are going to work. You're going to check them out, make sure that they're not broken, not chipped, not splintered in any way. But you can usually find them for pennies on the dollar. We found some great telescoping handle apple pickers for nothing almost. And you can't buy them for under $40 online or online or in a retail shop. They're very expensive. So your lawn equipment and your outdoor tools, even your indoor tools, you can find much less expensive at a thrift store than going into a large quote-unquote discount store. All right. We're going to take a move from outside the house to inside the house. And now we're going to do things like just basically your caring for your home when it comes to just taking care of the house. Maybe you're setting up a pantry, or you're setting up shelves for your canning goods, or you have an at-home office, or you have kids in their room. Something to never buy brand new is utilitarian shelving. What do I mean by that? I don't think I've ever bought even decorative shelving new. You can usually find that, even whether it's a refinish it or paint it or something along that line. You can even find decorative shelving and decorative small piece furniture for a children's room or a storage room very inexpensively. Let me give you an example. The metal shelves that go up like in garages or workshops, or in our case, we like them for the pantry, the little coated ones or the metal ones, they're coated with a plastic, kind of like a coat hanger kind of thing. They keep things from puddling, but they'll drip through to the floor. They're an open weave, utilitarian shop set of shelves. You can go online and find these all over the place, and they range around $69 to $179, depending upon the set of shelves you want. You can find a very similar, if not exact, set of shelving at a thrift store for probably about $30, which is a great deal in comparison. It's about half, and usually you're getting the bigger set. Now, when it comes to other shelving, like bookshelves and maybe pantry shelves or storage shelves or things like that, when you go to buy them new, they're just press board, most of them. They're coated with maybe a Formica or a wood grain or a solid color. And in the store, in the giant discount store, they're running $30 to $50 to $75, and the larger ones are up in the hundreds, you know, above $100. At a thrift store, you can usually get these for around $20 or less if it's a smaller set, like a low shelf, like a bookshelf for an end table or a child's bedside table or even yours. And you're spending, let's see, if they sell them for $50, you're spending $10. You don't make me do that math while I'm talking. You're saving a lot. So there is a good item to make sure you never buy brand new. Go into the thrift stores and find them first, or yard sales, garage sales, and see if you can find them first, because people are always selling off shelving. Okay. That's kind of a utilitarian, functional piece of furniture. Small pieces of furniture are another thing. That's throw that in as a freebie. But here's another one. This is going to sound strange, but I found this out recently. Do not ever buy curtain rods brand new. If you go down the aisle at the discount store, they're in a nice little plastic baggie. They've got the screws with them. Odds are good you've got a billion of those size screws floating around your house anyway. Get them at a thrift store, because the curtain is just covering them most of the time. And you can even find some of the nice decorative, you know, heavy duty curtain rods at the thrift store. So don't ever buy those new either, because, well, there's really not any reason to. And I know I just talked about these things as far as household things. That was number five. The curtain rods was number five. But I'm going to throw in a bonus when it comes to anything household repair or household project, and I encourage you to, instead of going to the large discount store, check out your local Habitat for Humanity Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E. It's kind of cute. They repurpose it. It's a store, and you use it to restore your home. So it's kind of a cute play on words. Usually they're having new things move through at any given moment from a home that they've taken apart. The homes they've taken apart are not in disrepair, or they're having things donated to them from someone who's got a great house already, and they're already upgrading. Our local Habitat Restore had some beautiful mahogany kitchen cabinets that, whew, if we were focused on that one, I would have loved it, because they were new, would have been up in the 7-10,000 range, somewhere around there, 7-10,000, if you got in the countertops with them. But just the counters or the cabinets alone, $7,000 worth of mahogany, beautiful deep wood, for like $1,000. Now that's in the bigger ticket item for me, but smaller items for projects around your home, whether that's curtain rods or shelving or cabinet doors, if you just want to replace those, the Habitat for Humanity Restore is a great place, and it's specific to housewares, home goods. So we kind of went from the outside of the house, inside the house. I'm going to recap them really quick. Number 10 was a blanket bonus of nothing that is going to sit in the elements. Don't ever buy that new. Number 9 was containers for potted plants. And plants outside and any type of small gardening items. Number 8 was lawn equipment, especially that is not electric or not mechanical, but also you can test out the mechanical things in most thrift stores. But shovels, rakes, mallets, post hole diggers, all those kind of things you can usually find at a thrift store much cheaper than purchasing them new. Number 7 was utilitarian shelving. You know, the shelving that you would put for in a shop or a pantry or anything like that. And bookshelves, pressed wood bookshelves, the tall kind that sit up against the side of the wall and they look wood, but maybe they're not. And then next after that was curtain rods. You just purchase them for literally usually just about a dollar, and you're spending about $5 for them, plus the added screws and the extra stuff at a large discount store. So we'll be right back and finish off with the other 5 items that I suggest you never bother buying new. Just check out your thrift store and you'll find them. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Here's how you can save $10 on the mill of your choice. Go to millersgrainhouse.com/store and use the promo code RADIO at checkout. That's RADIO at checkout. Or you can call 828-536-4988 during weekday business hours and get the same savings by phone. Either way, your order is shipped to your door without shipping charges. Remember, you can go to millersgrainhouse.com/store or call 828-536-4988 and use the promo code RADIO.
Are you looking to have ducks, geese, chickens? Boy, do we have something to share with you. Stop by ranch-coop.com. These folks build some of the most beautiful handcrafted coops for small areas as well as the farm. They are so easy to put together. It took us less than an hour, and they're shipped right to your door. Stop by ranch-coop.com. Wonderful people to deal with. Beautiful coops that you can use for backyard and homestead fowl. Ranch-coop.com.
Do you have your free digital subscription to Prepare Magazine yet? If not, then hurry over to preparemag.com and start getting each monthly issue sent directly to your inbox. It's easy. All you have to do is go to preparemag.com, enter your name and email address, and you're subscribed. Consider signing up for the premium membership for past issues and exclusive resources. You can even subscribe to the beautiful print version of Prepare Magazine. Visit preparemag.com and choose the option that's most valuable to you. Prepare Magazine, encouraging, empowering, and enriching your journey.
This is your preparation station. Now on with the show.
Welcome back to the last half of our show of the top 10 things I think you should never buy brand new. I guess that's kind of a negative way to say always buy at a thrift store. So let's shift this last half of the show and be a little bit more proactive. Let's always buy these at the thrift store. We've moved from the outside of the house to the inside of the house, home decor, and now we're going to get very up close and personal. Not really. Just the next 3 things are a little bit more on the line of personal use, personal upkeep, like on the person, of the person. And those are, you're going to love this, coat hangers. Don't ever buy these brand new. First off, you can probably have about a bazillion of them anyway, but if you move, or you're cleaning out and you've gotten some great donated clothing and you just don't have hangers for them, or you're downsizing and all you have is closet space and you don't have dresser drawers and you need to hang more things, don't ever buy these brand new, because in the large discount store, you're getting about 5 of them for about $3. That might not be too bad, but you can get 10 of them for $1 at the regular thrift stores, Goodwills, Salvation Armies. Every single one I've gone into always has them bundled up with a little rubber band. Usually it's about 10 of them for a buck. And they're plastic. They're just like the ones you would have bought at Walmart. It's coat hangers. For goodness sake, why not just get them super, super cheap? There's no elite status in your coat hanger. You don't have a designer label on it. No one will know but you that you got it at Goodwill. Then my other two that follow right up after this, these are kind of the things that kind of blew me away when I think about it, because we do this fairly regularly, actually. It's for the past few years, this has been the number one go-to that I remember, aside from my last two. But vanity mirrors. And let me clarify what a vanity mirror is. And I know mostly women right now, we're talking to you, because guys, you know, you don't bother with that mess. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know what I'm talking about with the mirrors that light up and they change light based on where you're going to be, day, night, office, home. You know, your different levels of lighting, incandescent lighting, full spectrum lighting, depending upon where you are. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. It's the mirror that has the lighting on the side that changes for you. And then sometimes in the center, it'll have one that you can flip around, and it's a magnified mirror, so you can get up and close and personal and find those, you know, the straight eyebrows that end up down on your chin. Yeah. So these vanity mirrors in Walmart run around $27 to $30. Some are higher, some are just a tad lower. You can usually find them and hot rollers, all these other kind of things. It depends upon how you are with what something's funky. If you want it back in your head, it's your choice. But you can usually find all of these in the thrift store, Goodwill, Salvation Army, charity shop for about $5. Yeah, and usually they still work fine. You usually have plugs there. You can test them out and make sure. But why would you spend $30 if you can spend $3? And it's just a utilitarian item. You're using it to put on your face or, as I said, find a stray eyebrow on your chin. And you're using it. It's not a status thing. It's not like it has to be the perfect brand new thing out of the box. Pretty much in about a week, it looks just like the used one in the thrift store anyway, if you bought it new. So why bother? All right. This one is, I think it's number 3. Yeah, it's number 3 on my list. This one has blown me away, and absolutely no pun intended when you hear what it is. It's blow dryers. Yep. Never buy a blow dryer brand new. You're paying about $15, $18, maybe more for a brand new blow dryer when you can get them for about $2 at Goodwill. And they work. Now, we had a blow dryer that I did pay $2 for at Goodwill. It lasted for 5 years, and then bought another one for $250, and it's gone for another year and a half now. Basically, your warranty on most of your blow dryers is not beyond that point anyway. So why would you spend $15, $20 on something that you can get for $2 or $3? Okay, maybe even up to $5, and it works just as long. You've had the brand new blow dryers break down on you, so you know what I'm talking about. Buy your blow dryers used. So that's my number 3 item. All right, number 2 and 1, we've moved into the kitchen. And again, these are not all in priority. They're kind of in area. But this one, these two do happen to fall in my priority level because I'm in the kitchen and that's one of my high priority areas to save money. So number 2, never purchase a crock pot brand new. Now I know. There's some cute ones. There's some awesome ones. I was gifted a great one, and I love it. Yes, I do. But when I go into the thrift stores, I see it sitting there. It kind of freaks me out because I wonder, you know, what it costs for that person brand new. I think it was probably up in the $50s and $60. It's a great one. It's got two different crocks that can go in at one split for two different sizes, and then it's a large family size. I can put a lot of stuff in it. But I see them in the thrift store for $10 and $12. Don't bother getting it brand new if you can find it in the thrift store. But make sure, you know, it's not rusted out. It will heat. It has a lid that matches and holds in the heat. Do some checking on it. Maybe it just looks a little sticky or gooey on the outside, you know? Brillo pads, steel wool, bleach and toothbrushes make all the world of difference when you buy something used. And you can buy it for just $10 or $12 versus $50. Or, you know, if it's a smaller one, it kind of goes down incrementally. $8 crockpots versus $26 crockpots. So it's one of my favorite things to say, don't ever bother buying it new. Get it used and use it to death. The crock pot I got when my husband and I were first married, we're looking at 30 years soon, I got at a garage sale. And yes, broke the lid, found a new one. Literally, it just died last week. Used that bugger to death. Literally. Used it till it died. And it was one of those old ones that it would get too hot. It was just nice, but it stayed plugged on so I could cycle it in and out. Actually, I wrote a piece on that, my favorite crock pot, on how to keep it from getting too hot, because the old ones always stayed plugged in. They didn't have that little heat sensor that would cycle them on and off after certain hours. So, yeah, it was a great crock pot for almost 30 years. So it's a fantastic piece of kitchen equipment. And my number one, I say this probably at least two or three times a month when I talk to people who are wanting to bake better bread and they don't maybe have the time and they, you know, don't know what to do. The number one I say, do not buy new. And it is a luxury item. Yes. But it's kind of nice when it comes to time management. And that is a bread machine. I bet you might have taken yours to the thrift store because they are there all the time. I can walk. This is my thing. I always like to go walk down the aisle of the small appliances. And there are inevitably 4 to 8 in every thrift store I go, no matter what the size, bread machines. It's because people don't know how to use them. They don't know what they've got. I got a Zojirushi, which if anybody knows what that is, I had a pretty good bread machine that I'd gotten 5 years ago at Goodwill for $8. And I just happened to be in this other thrift store and I saw a Zojirushi, which is a $300 bread machine. Yes. Take a breath. It's a $300 bread machine for $12. Worked fine, brought it home. It's awesome. I use it all the time. I still have my other one, but I usually take two or three of them to a class when I teach it to show people the time management aspect of making your bread with the bread machine. Little side note here, a bread machine will not make better bread. What makes the better bread is fresh milled flour. So I always encourage in my class, buy your bread machine used because you can get a new one every year if you have to and still not spend too much money. If you're going to spend a big ticket item, get a grain mill. That will make your better bread. That'll make your better cookies. That'll make your better pancakes. And that will save you money. That's a whole different show. But never buy a bread machine new if you can avoid it. Just make sure that things fit. Make sure that things plug in. Give it time to make sure that all paddles work in the store. But buy it for $12. And if you have it for 4 years and use it every couple of days like I do, it's definitely well worth that. There are items you want to purchase that have a warranty. There are items you want to pay the full price because you want that warranty. These are not those. So I hope I've helped you save some money. I hope I've helped you kind of broaden your horizons when it comes to shopping for items. For now, this is Donna Miller with Surviving on Shoestrings, saying God bless, and remember to enjoy the journey.
You've been listening to Surviving on Shoestrings with hostess Donna Miller. Tune in each week for a new show that will help you enjoy frugal survival with humor, style, and a smile.
Tune in again soon. This is your preparation station, speaking hope, not hype, and facts, not fear. Preparedness grounded in truth.